must have the precious.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
This is called Shimmy Low. Did you have a good time tonight? Well, it really means a lot for us to us that you're all here. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome back to our final segment of the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation. My guest today is Mr. Rob James from the band The Clarks. Now, Rob, we want to talk about your role in the band, of course, songwriter, but you're also the guitar player. Is that lead guitar, rhythm guitar, or a little bit of both?
Playing guitar in this band, I've had the opportunity to really to stretch out and do a lot of guitar on the recordings. I usually do try to base it, especially with Scott songs. I try to base what I do upon, what he does as a rhythm guitar player. I tend to react to what the rhythm section is doing a lot too, the style of guitar playing that I prefer is, to really always complement the song and not so much ever really have a hey, look at me, how technically proficient I can be kind of attitude. I like creating moods and creating textures and things like that that support what the song is. But, really the main songwriters in the band predominantly have been Scott and Greg. And they've given me, once again, the confidence and the latitude to do that, to put my fingerprints, if you will, on everything of their music. So it's been a really great experience doing that.
Okay, and another song here that sounds interesting is Shimmy Low. Can you tell us about this one?
I think that was that's a Greg Joseph song. And I think he was trying to really consciously come up with a phrase that would have people saying, "What does that mean?" And when you listen to the song, that really means kind of it fits right in with what the lyrics are saying. I don't have them in front of me, so I can't. Please excuse me. It's for things that I haven't written, I can't put my finger exactly on it. But I sing the chorus with them every night. So. I think that's a prime example of Greg really trying to play with words and pull out, that shimmy low thing. Like, what is that? And, over the course of years, people really have been intrigued by that. But, it's also been, once again, a very well-received song by the band.
Oh, okay. And now I have a quote here on your press release, and it says, "Now, misconception. They are a jam band. In our reality, they are a kick-ass rock band." So my question is, what, people think you're a jam band? I mean, I thought you were kick-ass when I first heard you, but I mean, what, people think you're a jam band? Or?
Man, I don't know. I don't know what where that would come from. I'm with you, man. I'm confused, Mike.
Yeah, me too. So glad we could definitely clear that up. And now let's see here. Now here's a song that looks like it might have a story. "Nothing's Wrong, Nothing's Right." Can you tell us about this one?
I think that was an example of, I had this great riff. I shouldn't say great riff. But I had this riff that I just couldn't get out of my head, and I started jamming to it. And I asked Scott if he could help with the lyrics, and I can't even remember, Mike. I can't remember if I contributed anything to the lyrics on that one. I think Scott may have taken that one over entirely, because I just could not come up with something that was working. I think I may have had the idea for the cadence of the lyric in the verse. And Scott, once again, just took it. He's really great at that. If he has a great piece of music to work with, or if it's something he's working on from scratch, he ends up just a lot of times just really knocking it out of the park as far as I'm concerned. that's sort of, and that's a made up story. I think, you know, he was kind of, I think there's some line in the song that referenced Thelma and Louise or something, you know, he comes up with some pretty great inspiration, I think.
Okay. And now another song that looks very interesting is called Hell on Wheels. And I'm interested to find out what this is all about.
Well, Hell on Wheels, really, it's one of the songs that almost didn't make the project that it was on. And really, I mean, it's about sort of this thing that you I guess that where Greg was going with in the lyrics. I mean, it's about, you know, driving a car as a metaphor through, you know, driving through life, and the things that you face in your life. And, it really turned into something more than we had anticipated, especially with David Letterman digging the song so much and insisting we play it on a show. You know, but it was one of those things. We had this piece of music written before the lyrics were completely done. And I remember distinctly driving back from Nashville to Pittsburgh on a break, going back for Thanksgiving to go home and have Thanksgiving break, this little break in the middle of recording, and listening to the song over and over, just, you know, instrumentally. What we'd done in the studio, and I told Greg, I said, dude, we just got to finish this. And, you know, he ended up really knocking it out of the park with that one, I think.
Oh, okay. And so this is the song that we're talking about that was on David Letterman, and I know it's on your website. So this is the song that you're singing on David Letterman, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the song that Dave chose for us to play when we appeared on his show during the Republican National Convention, however many years ago that was. I can't remember now. But yeah, that was the song, and Dave really liked it, and that's the one we played.
Oh, okay. And now another song, Butterflies and Airplanes. That sounds kind of nice. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, I think that's sort of Greg's recollection of what it was like, growing up in high school. You know, that's sort of his recollections of that time in his life, going to parties and, borrowing your parents' car, the whole spiel. It's all there. And strangely enough, I mean, kids love that song. Like, young kids love that song. That song and another song called Snowman, which is, you know, really got a double entendre. It's not about a snowman, but kids take it literally to be about a snowman. But, yeah, Greg seems to write these songs that kids really identify with.
Okay, and now Let It Go. Can you tell us about this song?
I think it's that song really ended up being something that, it ended up being the centerpiece really for the Let It Go record. You know, I think that was Scott just sort of rambling about, sort of like a stream of consciousness about where we all kind of were in our lives at that point. And, transcending a lot of things and having fun with life. And, one of my favorite Scott songs for sure.
Oh, okay. And now the song Gypsy Lounge. Can you tell us about this one?
Another Scott story. About answers at a strip club. Just Scott writing a seedy fictional tale, telling a story, trying to be cinematic. I like the pedal. That's the first time we actually had a pedal steel player play on anything. And, of course, being in Nashville, there are a plethora of good ones. But our producer had a guy who was real amenable to playing with a rock band. So, you know, I think it was a nice meld of the two sounds.
Okay. Rob, as we get to the nitty-gritty, I do want to ask you if there's any other songs. Now, hopefully all those songs that we mentioned were your greatest hits. And is there any other songs before we go that we should know that the Clarks have done?
Yeah, I think two songs in particular we haven't touched upon. Both Scott songs. One song Scott wrote the day of 9/11 after watching all of the coverage of the day. He was affected enough that he went upstairs to the room where he wrote at his house and sat down, picked up a guitar, and this song came out, and it was called Hey You. And I think it's probably one of the most heartfelt things and something I can identify with. Very, very, I'm very connected to that song. It was a very emotional time for everyone. But he really put into words a lot of things that I was feeling. Another song is called Born Too Late. It's another Scott song where it's just sort of, it uses a lot of historical pop culture references. And it's a pretty cool tune. You know, it's basically him saying, man, you know, there's been a lot of great things. You know, he references Jimi Hendrix and Jerry Garcia and Cassius Clay and Jesus and Buddha to sort of make his points in the song. And I like it. I ended up pulling out my 12-string and really having that be sort of the center sound. So, yeah, those are the two significant Clark songs, I think.
Oh, okay. As we get to the end of our visit, Rob, we also want to let everyone know that now the Clarks have a website, and they can get the listeners a lot more information if they'd like. Can you tell us about the website?
www.clarksonline.com. Lots of great info on there, lots of great photos that fans have been sending in from over the years. You know, just sort of gives you a good rundown of what the band is if you're not familiar with who we are. And I believe I don't know if there's any video on there or not. But yes, it's a real nice site. Find out anything you need to know about the band.
Okay, Rob, is there anything else we should know about the Clarks?
No, I just thank you for your time. Thank you for your time and your interest in the band. And, you know, this is really, really nice. A really nice time spending here with you talking about stuff.
Okay, Rob, that sounds great. My guest has been Rob James from the band The Clarks, and you've been listening to the Mike Carroll Radio program, Eye on the Nation, and catch us again next time. Just feels right.
Vincent, will you teach me how to paint? Teresa, will I ever be a saint? John, I really think your songs are great. I was born too late. William, will you teach me how to write? And Cassius, will you show the sky.